T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandel and Schultz for News and Talk 1380 WAOK. On Tuesdays, it's our Sister Talk series. And we're so glad to have with us, sharing with us today, Dr. Celette DuBose. She's founder and CEO of Nursing First. And also, she's an educator, author, and professional speaker, as well as his founder and CEO of Nursing First and Dr. Celette Enterprise. And, you know, her companies actually focus on empowering and the empowerment of nursing professionals and the education of the healthcare community. And she's also an assistant professor of the registered nurse program there at the Chamberlain University here in Atlanta, Georgia. Want to say a pleasant good afternoon, Dr. Celette. Hi, and welcome to Sister Talk.
Hi, and great afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. And we're so glad to have you to share with us today. Wow, the nursing field, the nursing industry, did you always think that you would be involved in nursing?
Since I was 17. And
really?
I will be 51 tomorrow. So, yes.
Wow. Happy early birthday. How do you know that? Like, how did you really know?
It was weird. My story is probably not like a lot of other people, but I actually saw a picture of a nurse in a book when I was 17. I was looking through a magazine, saw a picture of a nurse, and I said, that's what I'm supposed to do. Mm. And from there, it just went. Before that, I wanted to be a journalist.
Okay,
so
okay.
How the two match.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. And as a nurse, you're really able to see a lot of things that are happening. And I want to ask you a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
What is the state of the health of Black women?
Oh, it's funny that you ask that, because I do a Facebook Live every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And that's the name of it.
Wow.
State of health of Black women. Yes.
Wow.
State of Black
okay.
women's health. Absolutely. It's
wow.
not good.
Mm.
It's not good. We are ignored by healthcare professionals. And of course, I'm loosely throwing that out there.
Okay.
But it is the truth. If you look at statistics, and statistics don't lie, those are numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Black women are higher in almost everything that their our white sister counterparts are not. So STIs, which is sexually transmitted diseases, obesity, unintended pregnancies, we are 4 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related issues than our white counterparts. We're higher rate of premature babies and higher rate of high blood pressure. And there's so many other things. And none of this is me just throwing it out there. You could go to CDC website and it'll show you the disparity between Black women and white women and other women and other nationalities. The state of our mental health is probably what is not talked about as much, because I tell my students, the mind controls the body.
Yeah.
So you throw out all these diseases that we're higher in, and I'll show you a woman that has probably been through a lot mentally, and that is why she's obese or has high blood pressure. The mental stuff is what we don't deal with. Okay. And that's one of the things I talk about on Sundays is really everything.
And Dr. Sillette, paint a picture for how can that happen? How can we have disparities when it comes to Black women as it relates to pregnancies and premature babies? Give us an example of how that can play out, for example.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, the numbers are there, right? Numbers mm-hmm. don't lie. Mm-hmm. But this would be totally, I'm not going to say speculation or my opinion, okay. but I'm going to throw out some things that being a nurse for 20 years, I've seen things. Mm-hmm. I've talked to thousands of nurses. I still talk to some of my nursing students. Mm-hmm. We're not given the same education that other women are given in other nationalities.
Okay.
So we're not empowered to care for ourselves while we're pregnant.
Okay.
And there's a long history of not trusting healthcare professionals anyway in the Black community. Mm-hmm. So we're brushed past, we're overlooked. Mm. If I go to the doctor, and this has happened to me before, mm-hmm. and I've gone and you say, you know, I'm dealing with this and I'm dealing with that. And, you know, you give them your issues and they're just like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like brush past you and write you a prescription or something for mm-hmm. antibiotics. That's my little joke. They give you antibiotics for everything, right?
Yes. Or steroids. Uh-huh.
Exactly. So we're not paid attention to as much. So I could blame a lot of that on the healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
They are to blame. And they know this. Statistics are there. They know mm-hmm. this, that the mm-hmm. disparities exist.
Mm-hmm,
but then mm-hmm. what I'm trying to do as a nurse and as a Black woman first, what I'm trying to do is empower us to ask the questions. So they're not going to give it to you. They're not going to pay attention to you. And I'm just speaking loosely. You pay attention to yourself. So empower yourself. Write things down when you go to the doctor's office. Write things down before you get there to say what's bothering you. Get an answer before you leave. And then take control of your mental health. I tell everybody, just like they tell you, you should have a doctor, you should have a dentist, and you should go see them once a year. Absolutely. But does anybody know that you should have a therapist?
Mm-hmm.
That you may not have to see them once a week, twice a week, three times. What if you only see them a couple of times a year?
Mm-hmm.
But they're just as important as having a primary provider. Just as important. Your mind controls your body. We have to take care of our mental health. And Black women, that's the first step. If they're not going to pay attention, you pay attention to you. Take mm-hmm. control. How are we leading in all of these diseases, but then we're also leading in being the fastest growing entrepreneurs
right.
in the country?
Mm-hmm.
So if we are that gung-ho about, you know, our careers and trying to make money, and you know what that's all about.
Right.
You know, fastest growing entrepreneurs, we're more educated, and that's because we're trying to fight for a seat at the table. It's like, hey, look at me. So because of that, we're not paying attention to the mental or the physical. Mm-hmm. And we can't let that slide.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. When we come back, Dr. Sillette and our sister talk, and we're just talking about just her role as an educator, as a nurse, as an author, as a professional speaker, as we just have candid conversation. What is it that Black women, sisters, need to do to better take care of themselves? And we're just hearing how she's doing it in her own life. More to come. Join the conversation. Call and ask questions. 404-892-2703. We'll be back with more. It's Sister Talk. Right here, News and Talk 1380 WALK. We're speaking with Dr. Sillette DuBose, who's founder and CEO of Nursing First, and also Dr. Sillette Enterprise. And it's our Sister Talk series. And I want to ask you about nursing in this pandemic. But before that, I've got Todd on the line. He has a question for you. Good afternoon, Todd, and welcome to On Point.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I have questions.
Yes, go right ahead.
My first question is, what's the number, if you know, What's the number of black nurses, meaning registered nurses and nurse practitioners, essentially at their base, the same thing at their base, that are coming into the workforce annually?
Yes, I'll give you this number. There are approximately 4 million registered nurses in the United States. Less than 10% are black. Less than 10%. Now, the school that I teach at, our population is predominantly black, which is a good thing, but it's not enough. Less than 10% with 4 million registered nurses in the United States. That becomes a problem when you have patients that need to be, and I don't see how I can say this, need to be understood. We're not getting the care that we need as patients because we don't have enough black practitioners, nurses, doctors, and so forth. So not saying that other races can't care for us or other doctors and other nationalities or nurses don't know what they're doing. Absolutely, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we need more of us in our neighborhoods taking care of us. So not enough is the answer to your question.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sillette. Thanks, Todd. Doctor, can you describe your experience as a black nurse during the pandemic? Ooh.
Well, I'll just say this. The pandemic for us as black nurses has been going on forever. Let me give you two small stories. One, when I first started as a nurse almost 20 years ago, and that's not that long ago, okay, as far as America and history goes. Mm-hmm. So we should have even been here, what I'm about to tell you. Okay. I worked at a facility in Chicago, because that's where I'm originally from, where they actually allowed, I worked in a neonatal intensive care unit, small premature babies. That's what the population of patients is. They actually allowed family members to say, I don't want a black nurse. And then they would actually write it on the board for anyone that comes in that unit to see next to the baby's name, no black nurses. When I thought about it later, like years later, I couldn't believe that the hospital allowed that to even happen. Did they even care how we felt as educated nurses along the bedside of other educated nurses in other races? We're doing the same thing. What's the difference between you and I? Why can't I take care of your baby? Mm-hmm. What are you saying? And that was years ago, but that still goes on. I can fast forward it to about 5 years ago here in Georgia. And I was working, and I walked into a patient's room for the first time to introduce myself, start my care. And the family met me at the door and said, no, we do not want a black nurse. I simply turned around and said, okay, went to the supervisor. Long story short, they ended up making me keep that patient because they said no one else wanted the patient. They were difficult. Not the patient, I'm sorry. The family of the patient was difficult. Mm-hmm. So when I went in that room, the entire 12-hour shift, everything I did for my patient, they hovered around the bed next to me and watched me like a hawk. Mm-hmm. So those are isolated stories from me, but I'm not the only one that experiences this. So with this pandemic, it's only heightened. You know, it's the pressure of all of that, and then you put in the situations that other people don't want to be put in. So if everyone's saying, I don't want to work on a COVID unit, who do you think they're going to send to the COVID unit? Mm-hmm, and I'm just being honest. I'm trying not to say it, but it's the truth.
Yeah, you know, it's just candid talk. Todd, you have another question for our guests? Go right ahead.
I had two. Where do you teach, Celeste DeBoe?
Hello? Todd, are you here? She's a registered nurse, and she teaches at the Chamberlain University in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I've got Amina from Stone Mountain. Amina?
Good morning, well, good afternoon to you and your guest, Ms. Wanderlyn Stokes. This is Amina. Yes.
Hi.
I am so happy to speak to you all. This is my profession. This is my area.
Okay.
So I had to call in, even though I've been in the nursing assistant category and personal care in the home with over 25-plus years experience on and off. I've seen this up close and personal for years, what your guest is speaking of.
Okay.
You know, it's called medical racism, you know, that's inside this system. And I plan to continue, but I was mostly focused with the geriatric, you know, the elderly.
Okay.
And the disabled and, you know, this is showing the.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broken system. In healthcare that has been there, it's been a system that has been replete with all of this, but it is just that we see the racism part even more so, you know, because being who we are as African American women, you know, we're on the front lines of everything that happens in America, you know, as far as how the healthcare is for us, and also as caretakers and nurturers. We have a wonderful history. We have a beautiful, but we have a country. We're in a country that will not address their inherent racism ingrained in this system. We are at the forefront. You know, we're the ones that take care of our families. We take care of our, you know, other people's families. We take care of these facilities. We make these facilities run, because if it were not for Black nurses, everything would fall in this healthcare system. We do the jobs that nobody else wants to do. And I understand very well, because I've seen it, you know, most of the people in my family, on both sides, you know, you got some nurses somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, we look at how the history of this country has been with regard to, you know, the medical racism and experimenting on us, and not only the Tuskegee experiment, but everything else, all these things. You look at the Henrietta Lacks, what happened with her, all these things that have happened that, you know, have used us Black women as guinea pigs and everything else, you know, in slavery, since slavery, and on into, you know, these centuries. We have to look.
Oh, did she drop off? Oh, God, Miss Amina. All right, we'll come back. Dr. Select, when we come back, what keeps you in the industry? What keeps you in it with so much inequality that you have experienced yourself and that you see from those, your counterparts? What keeps you staying in the industry, because I'm quite sure there are a lot of Black nurses who may be even considering leaving the field of nursing and exploring others. So when we come back, we'll have Dr. Celeste talk to us about it. It is Sister Talk right here on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It is Sister Talk with Dr. Celeste DuBose, who is actually founder and CEO of Nursing First. She's also a professor at the of the Registered Nurse Program at Chamberlain University in Atlanta. She's an author and educator. Dr. Celeste, I want to ask you about this. Are Black nurses contemplating leaving the field of nursing?
Absolutely. All the time. Every one of them that I talk to all the time, which is why we're a part of that highest growing entrepreneur group,
okay.
Nurse Entrepreneurs. I belong to a group, actually, that is called Black Nurse Entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to create that because, you know, there wasn't any help for us in the entrepreneur department.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Things weren't being shared. We saw other nationalities being entrepreneurs, and no one wanted to offer any advice or tips, so we took over. We, you know, like I tell everyone, if they won't give you a seat at the table, okay, you build your own, and you put other Black women around it. That's what
I
say.
Well, how have you been able to manage having a seat at the table or not having a seat at the table and to keep moving forward?
Ooh, that's a great question. Even in education, as a nurse, but I'm an educator, we deal with the same thing. Racism is still there. You will not get promoted to certain positions. You will see certain people promoted higher than you, and you know they don't have what you have. Mm-hmm. So what I have decided to do, to answer your question, is just realize what my place is in nursing, what my purpose is, and I follow that. I don't look for acceptance. I don't look for positions and things where I know are not going to be afforded to me. And I say that to all Black women. Make your own table. Stop looking for the acceptance. And you know what? Another thing that has kept me in nursing, it's the same reason I vote. When people ask me, why do you vote? They're not doing anything for Black people. I get mm-hmm. it. I get mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at both candidates, I'm not a political person, but I get it. But I say there's so many Black women and men that fought and died. There's a Black nurse. Her name is Mary Mahoney. In the 1800s, like
right.
1879, she was the first Black nurse. So when I think about why I have such resilience in this industry, despite everything that we have to go through, that's what I think about. Look at the people that had to fight and die to vote. That's why I vote. Look at mm-hmm. the people that had to fight through all the racial things just to become a nurse, something you really wanted to be, but yet you get into the program if you get into the program.
Mm-hmm.
And you still, they had what they called, this is not an official term, the weed out instructors.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that that you said earlier, you said Black nurses are constantly having to fight, you know, fight for justice, fight for their rightful place, fight in life, you know, fight for the things that they want to do. How do you keep yourself, and how do you suggest other women, Black nurses, women in leadership, just women, period. How do you keep them motivated?
I lead by example. So I mentor women. I mentor other nurses. I mentor nurse entrepreneurs. I help nurses become entrepreneurs. So if you have, and we do have, a lot of strong Black women, when you see other sisters not as strong, that's when we need to pull them up. So mm-hmm. for my sisters out there that need a little help, need a little empowering, find another strong sister to be around.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing to get around other people that we're all we're going to do is sit and complain what they don't do for us, what we can't get, what we don't have. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you just something really sad. I watched for the first time the Sandra Bland documentary the other day because I couldn't watch it at the time.
Okay.
And I think
okay.
it came out a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was so sad by the end of that documentary because I said, you know what? There's just nothing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to happen. Certain people are in control and there's nothing that we can do. But that's not true. Maybe we can't change minds of certain people that think negative. Maybe we can't change that. But Black women, we have such power in this world that we don't utilize. We are, and this is not to say anything about the Black men, but we are heads of households most of the time. We are the educators. We are the nurses. And I mean nurses in a way that we take care of our family, our kids, and we nurse everybody, even if you're not officially.
Right,
a nurse.
Right.
Right. So I just say empower yourself by hanging around other people
okay.
that are doing things, that are positive, that are in leadership positions. Grab a mentor, you know, hang on to them.
That's
and then
good.
When you get there, put other people around that table with you.
That's good, Dr. Sillette. We've got Gideon on the line. He has a question for you. Good afternoon, Gideon, and welcome to On Point. It's Sister Talk. Go right ahead.
Well, peace and blessings to you, Sister Stokes, and to the beautiful, powerful, educated, intelligent Dr. Du Bois. How are you today, madam?
Dr. Du Bois? Hi. Maybe
Hello?
We got a. Okay, can you hear us
okay.
now?
Yes, I can
okay.
hear like
our caller
static.
Was greeting you. Okay. Our caller
Thank
was
you
greeting
very
you.
Much. Yes, I heard him. Thank you
okay,
very much.
Okay, awesome. Go right ahead and get in with your question.
So empowered by her comments and the reality. First of all, when she was talking about mental health, there's a story out of Philadelphia that just struck me to my core. And it's a mother and daughter. Sarah Decree and her daughter Dominique, and that's D-E-C-R-E-E, killed five members of their family. And when I heard the story, I automatically say this was a white family. When I saw the pictures, unfortunately, it was a mother and daughter. They've given them five life sentences for the killing of their own family members. Two adults and three children. It's a tragic story. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you is if we as a people don't feel that the skill set of our own people are equal, in other words, I see in home improvement, medical field, we tend to prefer white doctors because we think they are more educated. We prefer them doing work in our homes. We prefer Asians or Latino people over our own people. If that is the case, and that's what I have seen, then should we not bear the responsibility of the inequities in the system because they don't feel the same way we do? And lastly, I'm also, when I go to a doctor, I want a Black doctor. I have gone, as a matter of fact, I just finished having a prostate biopsy. And they point you and direct you to white doctors. And I said, no, I want a Black doctor. And Dr. Carroll was the one who ultimately I saw. And that's who, if we don't choose each other, whether it's in a political system or in a medical or in our own home improvement, how can we support and think that they will treat us with equity when we don't treat each other with equity? And that's my question.
Doctor, I'm going to have you respond to Gideon right when we come back. Thanks, Gideon, for your question and your comment. Thank you so much. When we come back, Dr. Sillette will respond to our caller. I want to ask you, Dr. Sillette, your response to our previous caller as he was talking about choosing our own, you know, choosing Black doctors and Black nurses. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. the answer is yes. I have one. I absolutely love her and I can be candid with her. She understands me as a Black woman because, hey, she's a Black woman. So he was right. He was saying something about how it's our own stereotype against our own people that, you know, another nationality would be smarter or know more. And here's the thing. I'm not putting anybody in a box. I'm not into division. I'm into inclusion. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we need more Black doctors, Black nurses, Black healthcare professionals in Black neighborhoods where the disparities are higher, because we understand what they're going through as a Black healthcare provider. We know how our households think. You know, a lot of us come from the old school background that you only go to the doctor when you absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. And we don't trust them. And are they telling us the truth? So if we just remove that stereotype we have against each other and open up to a Black doctor, then we would see that, no, they understand us. Not saying that the other, you know, nationality doesn't, but we understand us. It's just that simple. I love my Black doctor. He's awesome.
Right. Well, you know, as it relates to like this COVID pandemic, right? In what ways has the pandemic shown how Black nurses and doctors are treated?
Just what I was saying earlier, nurses are put in the position to be on these units when other people don't want to be. And then we find ourselves taking care of a lot of our people. We see that there's a disparity in that, because why are we the ones that are the highest in dying from COVID and getting COVID? Why? Because we're the community that doesn't get the education that the other communities get. So when we see our people, yeah, it's great that we're taking care of them, but now we see them in this vulnerable position, you know, of having COVID, can't be with their families.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot to have to deal with a pandemic, and you are already dealing with a pandemic of racism, okay?
Right.
This has been going on forever. We always have to fight, you know, for positions, for leadership, for if we do get leadership, we have to fight for respect, you know? Mm-hmm. And then as a woman, I've been in a position as a director that I was treated like, you know, you're too emotional. You know, because I'm a woman, I'm too emotional. And it was at one time I was called into an office by my higher ups, and we were going through some things with the office. And I was so angry that I started tearing up, and I was so mad at myself for doing that. But I'm a human being. Right. You know, I wasn't crying because, oh, you know, she's weak. I was crying because I was angry, and it was just a tear up. It wasn't a, you know, fall. But look how I even have to explain that.
Right.
You know, you know, so we're always fighting for positions because of our color and because of our gender. So I tell everybody, you know, you got it hard when you're Black, and you got it hard when you're a woman. So if you're a Black woman, you're just in trouble. Okay.
And what about intellect and skill? Do you have to fight with that as well? Because you know what you know, you're skillful.
Yes.
That is sometimes, you know, dummy down.
I have been told, you think you're privileged. You think that because you know things, maybe I'm saying it the wrong way. I've been told by a manager that just because you know something, you think you automatically should get a position. That's basically what they were telling me. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, no, that's not why. Although, why wouldn't I think that? If I think I'm qualified, why wouldn't I think I could get the position if I'm more qualified than the person that you gave the position to? But they, you know, they don't want you to be too smart. You know, they don't want you to appear too smart in front of other people that may make them not look so smart, like upper management. I'll put it like that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, what do you say to women who are dealing with those same type of situations in their various industries? What do you say to them, and to encourage them to continue to be the best and all that they can. What do you say to them based on your experiences of what you've dealt with and racism and inequality?
Great question. When I started as a new nurse, didn't know any better. So I used to do what I call dumb down. That's the term I used to use. I used to dumb down to other nurses of other races. You know, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, thank you for telling me. Could you show me how to do this? You know, because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. Okay, I didn't know any better. So let me just say, even if you do it unconsciously or consciously, however you do it, here's what I say to women. Never dumb down. This is what I say to women, period. But never dumb down. You know what you know. You have your knowledge. You have your expertise. You went to school or you didn't go to school. You have it, okay? What you have, no one can take from you. Sometimes we have to empower ourselves before we can look to other people to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I said grab a mentor. That's great. But for our own mental health, we need to start learning how to empower ourselves. And it starts by showing up, being present, and being positive about yourself. Exude that when you are in the presence of others on your job. Don't dumb down for anybody like I did. Now that you know better, do better. I didn't know that then, but now I'm telling sisters, you don't have to do that. You know what you know. Don't dumb down. Take your place. Say what you mean to say when you mean to say it.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much, Dr. Celeste Dubois, for sharing with us today. How
You're
can
welcome.
People stay connected to you? I understand you do a Facebook Live. You were talking.
Yeah.
Website. Please give our audience your information.
Absolutely. I'll make it simple. I'm on all platforms. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And all you have to do is type in Dr. Celeste, DrSyLettE, and you will find me. Or you can go to drsyllette.com, www, and you'll find me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for Sister Talk.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. You were amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're amazing. Thank you so much and continue to do the great work that you're doing. You are certainly changing a lot of lives and we appreciate you. We
thank
do.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.